he dead? This is a Married Man Show with Married Man Jack.
Take three.
Divorced guy, Warm Taffy.
Take four.
And Two Takes Jay coming to us from afar. Yeah, that's right. This is the second time we've had to do this.
The first one was much better. Can I tell you that? The first one, I don't know if you had a plan.
It was much better.
I don't know if it's fun. I don't know where you come up with these openings. If you look into our bad reviews, one bad review is they can't even get through their opening without messing it up. I go, really? That's the fucking point of the opening, is if everything's different.
It's different every time.
Spontaneous.
There so you go.
I've never asked you, do you plan this ahead of time, or you just... Does it just come
no,
to you?
No, not at all.
So the first one that Jay said,
hold on a second, guys, you're not loud enough.
Not quite loud enough.
People can't hear us. They can't hear us.
So that one that was just podcasting gold. It's like the lost it's like that lost podcast
it wasn't
episode.
That very good. Mad.
Like the lost podcast.
It's like my doctor when he had a sense of humor, and I go, really? I really don't look forward to the prostate exam. And he goes, well, you know, it's not my favorite either. If you want, I can get somebody else in here. Or I can just use two fingers and get a second opinion. I like looked at him. I go, okay, now that's funny. That's funny. Keep that, doc.
Of course, Dale said, could you use three?
I had never heard that before. And I'm like, okay.
New material. Nice. That always helps.
Nice.
So, you know, it was like just a little discomfort.
Yeah, a little discomfort.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people about the great ideas you had before the show, Jay?
No, tell them about your idea.
No, I'm just I'd say. Well, I decided
for the
that
the Holiday Married Man Show.
Well, we're going to do a special Holiday Married Men show, but it's also going to be on YouTube or something we could do it on?
Probably
it's like
not.
Both. Can't do it on YouTube?
This wouldn't be a Married Man show. I think this would just be a Jay and Jack and Dale Christmas special kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a Christmas special from 2 weeks from today. It'll be released. So today, next week, we're off. Next week, we're taking the week off next week. Dale's got to recover because those intros are draining him. He's just drained from those amazing intros. It's not going to work. The schedule's not going to work next week. We're still going to podcast next week, but not the Married Man. But I want to do a commentary podcast on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's been in my...
Along the same lines of, what was it called?
Mystery 1000.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah. So that's what it's going to be.
Those guys were amusing.
Actually, they're coming. They're doing I think they're on a Patreon thing to bring back, or a Kickstarter to bring it up to like $700,000 or something like that to do another show or something. Really? They get paid that much to just sit there and make fun of?
Well, the main difference is they're actually good. So that's probably what we have going against us here.
Okay. Well, you know, donated money will go to help Charlie Sheen recover.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think
Hold
on a second. I don't think $700,000 is going to do
Come on now.
Recover from what? I thought he was recovering.
Yeah, well, you know, supposedly.
Supposedly. Well, that's what I heard.
I'm not just sure. Hold on.
For our
I'm not just sure. I'm HIV positive.
Well, that was Jay that said
that. And
some
of his posse are out there saying, oh, you didn't tell me, and different things going
that's
on.
That's his posse? And he calls the women he slept
with
posse?
Well, weren't they his, what did he call them? He called them...
Women? I don't know.
No, he called them, they were his playmates.
His harem?
His harem or something like that.
His harem? Got my southern accent going, my harem?
Anyway.
You were saying that they have talent. I was going to say, well, we have, you know, we're one for three. We're batting 333 for talent-wise. You can figure out who it is. I'm going to let the people decide who the Tony Gwynn is and who the number 11 Enzo Hernandezes are.
Actually, if you guys can turn down your mics just a little bit, I'll even it out on this side.
Turn them down.
Jesus. God, turn them down, turn them up. Make up your mind.
There's peaking over there. I got to lower the peaks.
That could be a sign. Turn them down, turn them up, turn them up, turn them down, turn them up, turn them on, rawhide.
Yeah, we're peaking. You've probably never heard that before, have you?
Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't heard that because I haven't peaked yet. I keep going up.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. Just stay in the minor leagues, all right?
So this show is there, been...
Stay in the bush leagues.
That's right. Just be that bench warmer.
Dale is usually staying in the bush.
Yeah. Hey, bad boy.
So this podcast is made possible by you, the listener, through...
Dale said Bat Boy. Jay was probably thinking like Batman or something like that.
No.
I don't know what a Bat Boy is. I've been to many baseball games.
movie The Natural when that kid is standing so close to the plate?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm getting ready to step in, you know, and dude, you're crowding me. I mean, I'm freaking like taking my bat and smacking you one time.
Well, it's like the bat boy.
Get back in the dugout.
It's like the in Bull Durham, what he says, get a hit. Crash. He says, shut up.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, tell me. Exactly.
I'm Crash fucking Davis.
Exactly. Just shut the fuck up.
So this show is made possible by you, the listener, through our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. We have gained a lot of patrons, and it's made this show possible.
We have.
What?
You said it more than once.
What's wrong with that?
We have. I just like, don't repeat yourself.
Just,
you're going to get a bad review.
We're
they
just
can't
taking
get through
notes,
their Patreon
man.
Thing without screwing it up.
We have 105 patrons at $729.50 a month.
That's three more than last week.
That is, wow. Dale can add.
Is it three more than last week?
It is. We had 102, wow. And then before that, 101. You know.
Hey, what do we have after 102, Dale?
We had 102 last week.
No, I'm saying, what do we reach after 102?
I don't know.
What's the matter? It was 103. Do we have 103 patrons?
Or maybe you skipped 104. So we are close to or on our way to our goal. At $1,000 per month, we will do a live Married Man show. Yes, which you're hearing, you'll hear live Dale Unfiltered, which is a very scary, scary thing.
The opening take more than one take?
No, there won't. You can't take multiple takes. You just got to go with it.
Wow, that pressure's gonna be on Dale.
The pressure's on you then. So
it is. So
good thing you did a mic check this week.
So we have different pledge amounts, and at the $15 a month. You get a thank you on a thank you page. You get exclusive patrons only Facebook page and exclusive patrons podcast, which is going to be the return.
Podcast and play Battleship.
Motherfucker, I haven't said what I wanted, what we're going to do yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
Fucking dick. Here I am trying to go with things and make it fun for the people that are, you know, pledging $15 a month.
In fact, when you told me, you should have warned me ahead of time. I would have put a diaper on.
Well, no, we're not doing it now. So
I think I shit my pants with excitement.
You'll just sit there and do nothing because you came up with nothing
for
the show.
Go ahead and tell the story.
It's fine.
Jay wants to do a bet because I've never lost.
Here's the thing. So this is what kind of inspired it. So then at $15 a month, we do a live show once a month.
Ronda Rousey, so you're going to kick me in the head?
No, not so Ronda Rousey and and Holly Hill or something like that or whatever her name was.
Over the Hill. Holly Holmes.
H-O-L-M.
So it was a gigantic.
In relation to John?
No, that's E-S.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So big upset because Ronda Rousey was undefeated. And, you know, you said it was a Rocky III scenario.
It was. She got a little, she lost the, you know, the Apollo would take her into a gym, smelly gym, say, look, Rock, look at these girls. They're hungry. They got the eye of the tiger. It's the eye of the tiger.
So she lost the eye of the tiger. She lost the game. So it had me thinking.
Does Rhonda have a friend that goes around, I don't do well with these people? Does she have a Polly? I mean, I think everyone should have a Polly in their corner.
Well, I guess it could be on another podcast.
Well,
I got a reputation.
Some of the stuff that's being printed now is that she doesn't have the best people around her to train her for some of the MMA stuff. So there's some other people who want to step up and train her for her next. They want a rematch. And
couldn't this have been fixed? I'm not saying it was, but could this have been fixed where?
No, I don't think so.
She loses, and the next one is like.
You look at Holly's reputation though too. Prior to all this, I mean, boxing champion. You know, she was also heavy into martial arts and different things. So she's also got what six years on her. She's 34. So. She's got a little bit longer reach, and she's an inch taller. So, you know, I mean, some of that played into it. I mean, if you look at one of the interviews that Rhonda did way back when on Jimmy Fallon, they were talking about the fight, and she kind of said, well, you know, one of the things I got to watch out for is that, you know, that you know, a whip kick or something to the head, you know, that might be one way that I might go down. Wow, and here it is
How
months
convenient
later.
That she said that. And then it happened.
And then it happened. So
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
So,
but she said it.
Yeah.
And then it happened. Of course, they were playing the song "Help Me, Rhonda."
Yeah.
Help me, Rhonda.
Bitterfoot out of my heart.
So it had me thinking about your undefeated record, Jack.
Yes.
Where, since you've played the game Battleship, which
never
is
lost.
Since when?
Since I was a kid. Well, since I was a kid, because we didn't have electronics.
So just like approximate date, when would you say you played your first Battleship?
Let's see. Probably like 1968, 1969, something like that.
So 19.
You know what? Hold on a second. It's coming back to me. It's coming back to me, and my brain is like a computer. Like, it was September 14th, 1960. I'm trying to read the last number. It's because it's dial up. Remember, it's 69.
So if it was 69, I mean that's roughly.
46 years ago.
How long?
46 years ago.
So a 46-year unbeaten.
I'll do the math for you because I don't have an hour for you to figure it out.
Fair enough.
It's only an hour-long show.
46 years.
Unbeaten Battleship streak.
But to be fair, Polly died in my corner, so I don't have Polly in my corner anymore. And I've lost the – I haven't played in years.
Well, but you can train. You should be – I think it's – so the live show really that we're doing –
does really the Eye of the Tiger still have that same aura behind it? Because they use that for Kim Davis, and you know, so Eye of the Tiger is kind of kind of taking that down a notch there. So
we need a new song. Did they Survivor call up and say don't
yeah,
use that?
Yeah, no,
song?
Actually the band is suing who was Huckabee.
Huckabee,
yeah. So they're suing him, going, yeah, you didn't have permission to use our song.
Why didn't he just play his own song?
Yeah, so. It's the the tiger. You know.
But the live show that we're doing is on Friday, I think at 8 o'clock, for the people that contribute $15 or more a month. And I figured a good hot ticket, it's like a pay-per-view.
So you people listening at home now, don't kill yourself rushing out to up your pledge to $15.
and you will be able to experience a live event in which I will challenge... Action Jackson.
Here's the only problem I have with.
Well, what's that?
I've told you my strategy.
I have forgotten your strategy, but a friend of mine told me his strategy, and I think it's a pretty good strategy. So I gotta try it out with Colleen a few times. But
I did. Hold on a second. I did play it on the computer a few weeks ago, but I didn't get to pick where my ships were. It's a random thing.
Okay. So what I can do is we can.
I still beat the computer.
I can try to go pick up a battleship game tomorrow at some point.
Okay.
And actually, I guess we have to buy two.
So you got
to
have
train.
Like little cameras aimed down at the thing, so the people
just need
can
one
see
game.
Who's
just
where.
Bring me one of the pieces.
Well, I'm saying, but you need to be able to practice for the week upcoming.
I don't need no practice.
Wow.
I don't need no practice. Talk to me about practice.
Okay, Rhonda.
Talk to me about practice.
Yeah, I feel like the
Talk
mistakes
to me about
of
I don't need no practice. Practice is practice.
So, and we will live on air have a challenge of the century.
All right. Hey, it's fine. It's fine. I've been undefeated for 46 years. 47. I'm sorry.
You seem very confident. So you think you're going to win?
I don't even have to play. I've already won.
Wow.
Me showing up is me showing up is a win for everyone.
Oh wow!
Dang. Okay. All right.
So
and,
there.
And to make
that,
sure there, it's on the
bitch.
Up and up.
I'm getting that. We have to have a
millions
thing where we
of dollars
you know, like look at each other, like get up each other's faces.
Do we have to have a weigh-in thing?
Yeah.
If that's the case, you better go start your training now. Whoa! Did I say that out loud? What?
I'm just kidding. I've seen you recently. We're probably in a similar. Similar weight class.
What are you talking about? Similar weight class? No way.
You've gained a crap ton of weight. You have like seven chins now.
I lost like 5 pounds this weekend.
Oh wow! All shitting.
I reffed like four. I did come home and had some McDonald's for the first time in like 2 weeks, and then had 5 slices of big pizza.
Shit! Did you have your monster bowl of ice cream?
I did not. I didn't buy any ice cream.
But that will be the challenge, and that will be for all the marbles.
Well, we'll be talking about other things. Why the things?
Of course,
are not.
Of
if
course.
People have questions, they can call in. We're gonna have call in. They can call in, right?
Yeah. We'll have a number.
This is the day after Thanksgiving. What an exciting treat for those people!
All right, this is a Black Friday showdown.
We need seven chins. I got two, and the one's a little puffy.
I was just making a joke, but I see that it's gotten to you.
Oh, fuck you. Hey, Fuck you. You know what? Fuck you.
I'm in your mind. All right.
I don't let stupid in my mind. I'm sorry. I don't speak stupid.
That'll be on this Friday. All right, boys, go ahead. Talk.
What a fucker. Well, anyway, I've had some interesting stories from the hockey tournament this weekend. It's from all schools. They were from Eastern
Kentucky.
How does
this relate to relationships? I feel...
Well, no, this is kind of funny.
Okay.
So Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati was there. West Virginia was there. That was funny when West Virginia was playing Kentucky, because after every, you know how they scrums, they get together and they fights, and they, it was, go fuck your cousin was the, but they were saying it to each other. And I finally said, I don't think it works with your two states. I think you need to find maybe you could go Cincinnati, maybe Cincinnati could say go fuck your cousin to them, but it was kind of, anyway. So I'm picking up the pucks, and they're picking up the pucks. We're gathered around talking. This one guy from Eastern Kentucky goes to me, goes, "Don't tell me you're from here." I go, "From where?" He goes, "Don't tell me you're from this place." I go, "What, North Carolina?" He goes, "So I'm at the goal crease now. They're all picking up the pucks, like four or five of them." I go, No, I'm from San Diego. What the fuck are you doing here? It's the question I get all the time. He goes, What are you doing in this shithole? And I go, well, I I did a lot of bad drugs in the 70s. And the kid goes to me, there's no such thing as doing a lot of bad drugs. I go, oh, it was in the 70s. Now, it's funny because I joke about doing drugs and stuff like that. And people are shocked because I've been married so long that I don't really do drugs, never really did.
Did you want to?
I wanted to, but being married, most people think that you've been married 26 years, you have to be on some kind of drug.
That's generally how it goes.
Purple shrooms are the best.
How do you say? So see, there is your relationship aspect to the question, but I just thought...
Your advice is do drugs?
No, I'm just saying you don't have to do drugs. I'm just saying some people...
You're living proof.
Living proof. You might have four or five chins, but it might be balder than bald, but... You want to tell him? Well, before I go on, Dale, why don't you tell him what you said about Mystery Science Theater?
Well,
our way,
you know, in the Mystery Theater, they had the silhouette.
Because it was really fucking funny.
They had the silhouette of the guys down low, in front of the big screen, right? And I said, well, for the silhouette for us, we could just use a couple of mops and a hard boiled egg. And Jack's like, oh, that's not funny.
I said, hey, fucker. I said, that's really funny. Why don't you save it for the show, is what I actually said. It's funny. I'm laughing.
It was funnier before the show started, though.
Fucker. So anyway, I just thought it was funny that someone from Kentucky was bashing North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think I've driven through Kentucky. My image of Kentucky is from what I've seen from Justified. So it's not – I'm sure there's lovely – I'm sure Lexington is nice.
Landlocked. I mean, at least we're not landlocked. I mean, we got a nice little ocean. And
What's this we shit?
Well, so I live in North Carolina too.
I don't –
See,
he's
a Panthers fan now, Jack.
But I don't
It's,
you don't
it's
get
different.
To the Outer Banks and
– No, I don't say shit? We. I'm not insulting North Carolina, but I don't – it's like a pod. I'm just here on vacation. I'm not
13 years.
Okay, it's extended vacation. I like it here. Don't get me wrong.
I like it here.
But when people say, because like when we went to Jay's wedding, they go, "Oh, someone said, oh, you're the ones from North Carolina." I go, "No, we're the ones that live in North Carolina. We're from California." I know how New Yorkers are. You're not putting me down by saying I'm from California. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Go fuck your mother. Yeah. Go fuck your mother. Fucker. It doesn't when you're from California.
Oh, okay.
But I don't consider myself a North Carolinian. Is that what they are?
Carolinian. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, do you, Jay, do you consider yourself a North Carolinian?
No. I'm from San Diego. I'm a San Diego native.
Yeah, see, I'm not even a San Diego native. I'm a Pennsylvanian. I'm from Pennsylvania. But anyway.
But I mean, when you live somewhere, I've lived here.
How can you say you're a San Diego native when you're not in San Diego anymore?
But he's from San Diego.
Native means it's where you're born.
That's where you're born.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were born in San Diego.
Right.
But no, you always say we now. You're
Sharp's Hospital.
You've like kicked North Carolina to the curb. You've kicked California to the curb. You said fuck.
Pretty much. Yeah.
What's your I don't get it.
Well, fucking Chargers blow.
Well, fuck
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's just
the Chargers blow. I mean, they'd be better off just, blowing the ball boy, because I'm sorry. you know,
blowing the ball boy,
inflate gate or whatever, because, you know, I mean.
Hey, all I want to know is before the Chargers move,
the fucking ball can be flatter than flat and it still wouldn't help Rivers. I'm sorry.
It's not Rivers' fault. There's a guy behind. You're really blaming Rivers?
I'm not blaming Rivers. I'm just the whole fucking offensive line. They suck.
It is a disaster.
It's really
bad.
Well,
he did throw four passes that hit someone right in the four guys in the hand. You see, him and Gates got an argument?
Yeah, I saw that.
Gates said, "I'm going to kick your ass."
Yep.
But you know what Rivers did? Walked right up to him.
Yep.
He didn't back down. But yep. They said, yeah, they're like best friends on the team. So it's just, yep. People are like, oh my God, what would you do? I go, have you guys ever played sports? I've told you to fuck off. Some,
yeah,
fuck
I've gone after my older brother, but during a baseball game.
I mean, it's sports is intense, and it's. I said I don't understand when people get so upset when you see two guys in a sideline arguing. What's
it's
the big
deal? It's,
you
know,
it's competition. Yeah. I'm sure Jay gets that way sometimes when he's playing Battleship.
I haven't played Battleship in a long time, so.
But anyway, so I forgot where I was at. But no, I just thought it was funny. I'm not insulting Kentucky. I'm sure every place has its look, but I just thought it was funny that also had they were trying to pronounce my last name, all these different teams. And this guy from the West Virginia Mountaineers, they had some hotheads on the team and had to keep breaking up this fight between this one guy. And they were complaining they didn't know the hybrid icing rule. I'm not going to explain it, but they were complaining about this and that and this, and they lost 2-1 to Eastern Kentucky. But it's funny, that's how the tournament worked. They actually were in the finals of Cincinnati and beat West Virginia, won the tournament, even though they lost to Eastern Kentucky because they, between the points, whatever it was. And so they won the championship, so it's all good now. But as this guy's leaving the ice, he turns, after they shake hands, he goes, Glatfelter, you suck. And I said, two of the kids on the team go, what did he say to you? I go, I don't care. At least he got my name right. So that was fun. That was all weekend. Had that. It was a lot of fun, a lot of exercise. But then the kid from Eastern Kentucky, he was pissed at the refs because the scorekeeper couldn't figure out how to put something on the clock. He goes, Jesus, Stripes, aren't you guys getting paid? Well, I've done 22 games now, and there's two people in our association, the college association, who haven't gotten paid. One, Kevin Universal, and one, me. Everyone else has gotten paid.
Wow.
There's some kind of glitch with our account that doesn't work. So when people say, oh, you're always so negative. Well, I'm negative for a reason. Yeah. Two people out of everybody, out of all North Carolina, the whole area, have not gotten paid.
Sue them. I'd start.
Well, the guy calls me on Friday and he goes, oh, you know, because my wife sent a nasty email to him in my name. I go, why would you put it in my name? Why do I have to be the dick?
Fuck you. You fucking suck. I'm going to come to your house and kick your fucking ass.
Guy goes, well, I'm pulling my hair out. I feel so bad. I go, well, at least I wish I had hair to pull out.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of games. So, well, anyway, this kid from Eastern Kentucky goes, well, you're getting paid. I go, well, really, I'm not. He goes, what? I go, I haven't gotten paid yet. Not hadn't gotten paid in 2 months. He goes, well, that fucking sucks. I go, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the guy goes, do you know Kevin? I go, yeah. And he's really pissed. I go, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking with you. So he's trying to do it on he's got me on the phone. He's trying to get it. I can't. We're going to have to send this to technical support. That was on Friday. It is now Monday, and I've yet to hear anything back from him.
Oh, wow.
22 games.
That's time to call and talk to the manager.
22 games. And my wife sees now here comes – we're going to bring this back to relationship questions.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, who's sometimes practical, sometimes not practical. I'm probably pretty practical when it comes to money, would you say?
Generally, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
you're
pretty conservative.
Conservative when it comes to money. If I'm on vacation, I'll spend money because that's what I'm there for. Right, Jay? We'd go to Disneyland. I go, all right, this is how much we have to spend. Spend it. I don't care. Have fun. Have at it. But I don't need to spend money every day.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that statement?
Generally, yeah.
And your mom would. Your mom would be what? The opposite?
That would be correct, yes.
Okay, you know. So anyway, so she sees how much money is going to be in this thing. And it's a lot of money because I've done a lot of games. And it's a lot of work. So about a month ago, she wants to get a double oven. You know, one with a top thing and a bottom thing. And they're on sale at Home Depot.
But in a fancy home where they have it. It's in the wall?
Or? No, it's not the wall. It's going to go in the same spot as the other one. Oh, hold a second. It would have gone in the same spot as the other one. And she, but she goes, well, you know, there's times when I'm cooking and we cook the bread and I have to wait. And I go, okay, well, how often do you cook? I did sick about a month ago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, whatever. Go ahead and get it. Yeah, sure. When we have the money, go ahead and get it. Thinking, okay, it's December coming up. We don't ever, we never have any money in December.
Yeah.
We just don't.
So you're almost, you were pulling the, I know we're not going to have money, so the qualifier right. won't, you know. Right.
And we got a wedding to come. The wedding is, we'd already said that the money we're making for the hockey is going to go to the
next wedding.
The next wedding. That's right. That's why I'm doing it.
Right.
So she goes, yeah, I'm
good thing you don't have four kids.
Yeah, exactly. Black Friday, they're going to have, it's going to be, I go, what's going to be on sale? She goes, the thing. I go, so? She goes, you said I could have it.
Uh-oh.
And so we're going back and forth. I go, well, give me a reason other than you want it that we should get it, that it'd be practical. But she, to her credit, for now, I don't know if she's just saying, well, she kind of just dropped it completely. We did go to Home Depot today.
She just
to get
dropped
something.
It. You know, she, like, you're going to wake up Friday morning. She's not going to be there. And then, you know, she's going to come in
well,
or
goes,
try to sneak in.
Our microwave went out, so we don't have a microwave. And you don't realize how much you need a microwave until you have a microwave.
Yeah, I couldn't go without a microwave.
I said, okay, I agree to getting a microwave, but I'm not getting the oven. Right. And I
because you have a perfectly fine oven, right? It works.
Right, it works. I mean, yeah, it would be nice to have the two thing. I go, wait, how often do you bake? How often do you cook? Which was probably the wrong thing to say. She does cook a lot, but most of the things she cooks, it's like her Italian sauce and stuff like that.
How many times you need to bake?
But how many times do you need to bake things twice? Yeah, at the same time. Like how often is it going to be used?
Once in a while, like when she, you know, you're cooking bread sometimes. Yeah, once in a blue moon. Again, like I said, if you have it, it would be.
And how much is it for this type of oven? Even on a Black Friday sale?
On sale, it was $1,500.
Okay.
It's on sale for $995.
So is the little inconvenience of having to like wait for it to bake because you have to. Only
exactly.
Oven.
That's what the toaster oven's for, isn't it?
Does it cost out? Does $900 cost out?
$1,000, really, when you think about it, plus
taxes. Yeah, sure,
taxes.
Like yeah.
But now, again, like I said, I didn't work my ass off doing these fucking games, and this is actually the language I use
for
these
an oven.
Fucking games for an oven. But she kept pulling the card. You agreed to do it, so I screwed up. It's my fault.
Yeah, you gave the go-ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll get it.
I thought the qualifier was that you had the money, but you don't have the money if you're saving for the wedding, right?
Well, she's thinking we can use this, and you're going to keep reffing all year. I go, well, what if happens if I get my – I almost broke my hand the other day because I got checked from behind and slammed into the – because these kids, if you watch these college games, and Dale's seen them.
Yeah, they haul
and
ass.
And you've done them. They go out it's not like normal hockey. It's hockey where they beat the living shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Literally beat the. I mean,
these
just
guys
slams
are big on back checking and things like that.
Unfortunately,
getting in that
sometimes
extra shot, you know?
You just, I don't care what you do, you can't get out of the way. I mean, all of us got slammed at one point or another during this tournament. Every game I watched and was reffing, somebody got hit. Mm-hmm. And I got hit from behind and slammed right into the. My fingers still are hurt, but I'm a man. I'm tough. Mm-hmm. I'm not a guy that sits around planning to win Battleship, you know, at home.
Woo-hoo.
You know, I'm not saying
T-shirts
Jay Soft.
Made afterwards. I
I'm not saying Jay
Soft,
but Jay
2015.
I bet you will get T-shirts made.
I won Battleship.
Here, look what Zach's wearing.
Apparently, you're so
Grandpa,
good.
I'm Battleship.
Apparently, you're so good that you won't even be a competition.
Even if I lose one time, I mean, Rhonda, we don't sit there and go, she's not a good fighter, do we?
Yeah, but I mean, this one I think is
Muhammad,
even more intense because you
Muhammad,
haven't
some people
ever
are
lost.
Calling on her to just to go in and do movies now.
Muhammad
you
know, Ali won.
You don't get your face smacked
Didn't
around
he?
In movies.
Muhammad Ali lost a few times. He's still considered the greatest fighter of all time. So
correct.
I'm saying it right now, even if I lose, fuck it.
So you're already saying you're going to lose, is what you're saying.
No, I said, even if I did lose, even if I threw you a bone and said, fuck it, I don't care. I'm going to let the kid win.
No, I want you to come out with all you got. I don't want you to sit there and like give me a and then you can
spank
say
him and put him down. That way he can't bring it up ever again. You know,
and then you can say, oh well, I let you win. So no, I want you to bring it all, and I want you to try and beat the shit out of me. That's the point of the game.
All right, I'm getting motivated.
All right, I mean, come on.
Anyway,
we don't have to do it then. I don't want to do it now.
So as of now, we're doing it. I'm just kidding. God, Jesus.
It's either you want to do it or you don't.
Yeah.
You want to do it or you don't.
You know, Rocky doesn't want to fight me, Mr. T. You're like Mr. T if Rocky didn't want to fight him.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Rocky. I'm not going to fight you.
Exactly. Fuck you.
I pity the fool that doesn't want to fight me. Fuck you, Rocky. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, Rocky.
Go fuck yourself.
And you know what would happen? Mr. T never would have fought Rocky. Or I'm sorry, Clubber
Lang. Well, really,
Clubber.
Shut the fuck up.
Clubber Lang would have never fought Rocky because he quit like you quit, and he never would have got the job on the A Team.
I think he was on the A Team before that, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Oh yeah, okay.
Anyway, so I guess my point is, I think I've won so far. I think we're back on track that we don't need the oven. We kind of talked about it a little more. I said, do we really need it? It would still be nice.
It would be a nice
gift. Shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you doing, Dale?
What?
She did say, she goes, I would take the oven over a ring. I go, when did I say I was going to buy you a fucking ring?
What?
It's exactly what I said. I go, when would I say a bite? She goes, well, it's practical. It's not practical. We don't need it. We don't need it.
Well, when compared to a ring, it's practical.
It's like, what the fuck? So now I'm like, I got what? How many days till Christmas?
Not enough.
It's like, right, what the fuck? It's like,
about a month.
Jesus.
33, 32.
It's just like life is just not days. Fair. But
and then I think she likes the action of spending the money. So how do you compete with that? How do you compete with
the lust to spend money?
And
to be fair to her, I don't want people throwing me under the bus here. She has gotten a lot better in the last few years. In her, but she does do this because I'll buy stock every couple of weeks. And she goes, well, you get to buy your stock. I go,
that's
hold
an
on
investment
second.
So you guys can have
Well, that's what she tries to throw. I go, why do you keep bringing that up? Like, I'm going out and having a good time. Like, I'm like, oh, you got to go buy your stock.
It's a party.
You bought something that's going to have a greater appreciation than money sitting in a bank that's going to lose because of inflation.
I go, look at the money we have in that stock account now that we didn't have a year ago. Oh, but you know what? I'm having a blast.
Honey, watch me. I'm going to buy it.
It was the purchase itself.
We just got a little check from Apple. We got
that's
a little
right. Yeah, you get
account.
Your dividends.
Oh, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm out there having a good old time. That's her, that she throws it at me. I go, In fact, you're not a stupid person. Why do you say stupid things?
which never
goes over well.
No.
You know, I've been married 26 years.
But I'm kind of with you on that one.
That's... To be fair to me, I don't do drugs, so...
But that's grasping at straws a little bit that, you know, she's like you buying the
she
stock.
She throws that. I haven't been to Vegas in how long?
It's been a long time, hadn't it?
At least 3 years. Yeah. I think I shared a picture of that one that with you, Rob, and Ryan.
That's
shoulders.
The last time I went. How long ago
it was
that?
5 years ago.
Wow. Half a decade.
5 years ago. That's how time flies. But so I got that going. So then the other day, I'll say something where I'll show that I'm in the wrong. People think I'm the most easygoing guy in the world. I don't have a temper. But when I do lose it, I do lose it. I do get very loud, boisterous, scream, yell, walk around the house screaming, yelling, cussing, swearing. Would you agree, Jay?
I would agree.
Would you, Dale, would you agree?
I would agree.
Okay. And I try not to do it all the time. I've gotten better because I think I'm older and I don't think it's too much strain on my heart. So I'm putting, I said last Wednesday, my wife bought this chandelier thing for in between our closets. Her closet, my closet, to put change that light to a little chandelier thing. And she bought it at IKEA. I said I'd put it up Wednesday, thinking that she'd be at work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wasn't feeling well, so she stayed home, but yet I'd already committed to doing it Wednesday.
So you should have, hold on, pause real quick. You should have put a qualifier that says, I will do it when you're not home, this Wednesday you're not home. So that way, if she ends up staying home, you say, well,
yeah,
I will
you
only
don't
do
like
it if you're not home.
When she starts trying to help you,
I don't like when anyone tries to help.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
I know
it's
you don't like the
unless I ask unless
second
I go,
set of eyes.
Hey, can you help me with this? And here, most of the time,
has any husband ever said that though? Has any husband said
no?
You know what,
no,
honey?
No.
I'd love to have your opinion right now while I'm trying to put this in.
No, never, never.
Exactly.
Not unless it's the ones that do take the drugs.
Right.
there's no way. So, and usually I have no problem. Usually I don't have too many problems with. I mean, I've gotten a lot better at it. It's not my strong suit putting up like the fan. I can put them up. I can put them up and not as long as everything's intact and everything's like the fan in our room.
Like the hardware is already there.
I actually had to take it and do it my own way because the way they wanted me to do it just wasn't working. And I have always been kind of a perfectionist type person. Like I know when I used to play baseball, if I struck out, I would change my batting stance the next time I went up to bat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next time when I went out in the field, I'd be thinking, okay, what did I do wrong? This, I overthink things.
Yeah.
I overthink everything. Like if I'm taking a test, I'm like, well, that should be the answer, but wait, why is it that answer? Instead of just taking the test and going, okay, that's how it is, I try and analyze what it actually should be, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. I just overthink everything. And so when I'm putting something up, I go, well, that's not right. That's not right. So I finally get I get it on there. And I'm looking at it going, when I first started it's IKEA, and I finally figured out how IKEA can sell everything at such a cheap price. Most of this shit is just cheap. It's mm-hmm. just cheap crap, except for mm-hmm. these two desks here that we're looking at, Dale. I got this for a total of, I think, $50 for both of them.
That's a good deal.
And they're nice desks. Yeah. I think you have the same one, Jay, right?
Yes, the Expedit, yeah.
Yeah, I have two of them because one going this way, one going that way. And they're nice. It's better than the other one we spent $200 on that sunk in the middle.
Yeah.
That was just a piece of crap. So anyway, I'm looking at this chandelier that I, to be fair to my wife, I didn't want to put up. I didn't think it would look good. I didn't like it. I didn't want to put it up. But I take it out, and it has a little screw that holds the little, you know, the thing that covers the wires and stuff.
Right.
Has a pole. A little screw goes in there to tighten it
mm-hmm.
to hold it in place.
Mm-hmm.
The screw is stripped and doesn't work in the thing.
Oh, that's
I go, fucking
that's gotta suck.
So I go, so I have to go to Home Depot. I'm looking all through all my screws. Nothing fits.
Oh.
I go, fuck. So I have to go buy this little screw. Of course, you can't just buy one. And I'm trying to match the screw I have to the screw they have. And all their screws were longer, but I finally found one with the same. Because I can't look. I'm not like Kevin. I can't look at a screw and go, well, that's a 3/8 and total.
That's number 5 thread on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a screw.
That's metric right there.
So now I said the only thing holding me back. So now I'm getting a little pissed because the only thing holding me back is this 5-cent screw. The light is.
Yeah.
So I come back. I put it up. I go. I get it up there. I go, God, fucking about time. And I kept looking at it. And I'm not a tall person. I'm like 5'8", 5'9", and it's touching the top of my head. So it's so I'm like,
going, so you got to duck every time you go in the closet?
Well, no, because it has those little fake bead things,
oh, okay,
crystal things. So it's hitting my it's in between the closet and my it's in
does,
between.
Does
our
it make
closet.
A noise when it comes off your bald head? Does it?
No, it doesn't actually. If it was an egg, it would crack it. So I said, I'm thinking, I go, you know, one of these times I'm gonna go in there, I'll be scratching my
dream
head.
Dream sequence.
I go, one of these times I'll be walking through. And I'll be scratching my head or something, going to the bathroom at night because I don't turn the lights on to go
right,
to the bathroom.
Right.
And I'm going to pull the damn thing down.
Yeah.
So I go, you know what? I could probably get this thing up about 1.5 inches if I do this right. So I take it all down again. So just leaving it alone. And, of course, my wife's there the whole time. Why not just leave it alone? It's fine. Don't you leave it alone? I go, no, that's, I can do this. I can do
not
this.
Not hitting
I can
your
do
bald
this.
Head. Yeah.
In fact, that's what I should have said. So now I'm getting mad because she's helping me.
Right.
And of course, she was helping me with the screw thing. Why don't you, I go, it won't work that way. It won't work that way. It won't work that way. And the directions were like 5 things. It just showed 5 pictures of how it's, I go, well, this isn't even
none of these 5 are going to work. Where's picture number 6? God
so,
damn it.
So I go, in fact, when the directions, they had it stapled, the screw and the stuff inside, they had it stapled to the directions. So I tried to pull the it ripped half the directions. I go, well, the fuck, I didn't need the directions anyway. So I'm mad that I had to go to Home Depot and get something.
Right.
And so what I did too is I picked up a bunch of stuff because when I go to Home Depot and I'm doing something like this, I will pick up like 3 or 4 items knowing that I can take them back because mm-hmm. I'm not making another trip to Home Depot, which I had to do. So I get the thing. I raise it up and I go, so the screw, I take the screw out that I put in there. I get it all up there. I go, oh, that's perfect. It's up at least, it was up like another 2 inches. I got it perfect. I adjusted it perfect, right. Did the whole thing. So I'm putting the screw in. It snaps off into the thing.
You broke it off?
It broke off in the thing, and now it won't go up. I'm like going, are you fucking kidding me? So it was like a quarter. Like, I don't even know what it was. It was just
so enough. Now do you have to buy the $40 tap set?
Well, wait a minute.
Have it retapped.
So I'm looking at the thing. So now it's at the gap. And we also, I forgot to tell you, when I pulled the old light off,
yeah,
Jose painted our right. house. He must have painted so close to the light that when I pulled it off, it ripped the paint off.
Oh, nice.
So I forgot to tell you too, when I went to go get the screw, I had to get one of those covers. Those like what do they call like a like a molding that goes around
yeah, a base or
long
something.
Enough, a
yeah.
base long enough to cover the whole, because I wasn't going to sand it down and paint
right,
the whole
right.
fucking
yeah,
ceiling.
No way.
So I had to get that too. That was $29. Because the only one they had was $29. I go, fucking, hey, this $39 fucking chandelier is now costing me $60 plus the fucking screw. So now I'm really getting mad. So I put this up. I go, fuck. So I'm trying to fix it, trying to fix it, trying to fix it, trying to fix it. I'm taking it down, putting it back up, taking it down, adjusting it this way. I go, because I can't get the screw out. And my wife's going, well, why don't you just take it? I go, it won't fucking work because I can't get the fucking screw out. It's stripped up. I'm trying little pliers. I'm trying this. I tried to drill it, but I didn't have the right drill bit. So now I have to go to the thing and get a drill bit to take it out. So now I'm just beyond pissed because I'm trying to get this thing down. I go, she goes, and now it's dark. And so I have a flashlight, the big flashlight, the human
Oh, my God.
See, I got the big LED flashlight.
Yeah.
So that lights up the whole thing, right?
Thanks,
so
I've seen at least stars see. Now. Thank you.
Oh, fuck you. So now, but she's still helping. And then my daughter comes in. My oldest daughter goes, what? Because her husband's really good at this stuff. We should just had Steven do it. He's really good. I go, not a good thing to say. Not a good thing to say right now. Just leave me the fuck alone. So now I'm trying to take all this stuff down.
Right.
My wife, why don't you just take a break? You know you do a better job when you walk away from something. I'm not walking away from anything. Leave me the fuck alone. And now I'm just screaming. You know the neighbors can hear. I don't fucking care what the neighbors can hear. And the golfers, like, fuck the golfers. They can't fucking golf anyway. They should. I'm just losing. I'm screaming. And there's just shit everywhere. So then I finally go, all right, you know what? I'm just going to hook it up from here.
Get a beer.
Hook it up from here. It'll be up on the wall. There'll be the little gap. I'll fix it tomorrow. You're right. I'll just walk away. So I'm trying to get the thing going. I'm trying to pull the wires through to connect to the wires that
right.
in, from the ceiling. One of them snaps off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I go, are you fucking kidding me? And Cindy goes, she goes, what? I go, shut up. Just everyone leave me the fuck alone. So now I have to take the box out to get to the wires.
And rewire it.
We'll rewire it.
Lovely.
Well, the box they have in
there. Only this shit only happens to you,
the
Jack.
The box they have. Again, I have not been paid. I'm one of two people who have not been paid for repping. The hole.
See, this just makes it worse.
The hole they cut.
Uh-huh.
Because I get the wire out. I redo the wire.
Right.
Okay, so I go put a box. I have another box. Their box was like, I couldn't get the damn thing out, so it broke. So all this insulation is coming down. It's like snowing on me. I take the box. I apologize for this long story, but it was traumatic. I put the box in there. You know, it has the little screws and has the wings that go out?
Yep.
Well, it's too short because the hole they cut, they must have fucked up the hole and cut a bigger hole. So that's why they put the ceiling one in there, the one that bar goes across.
Right.
So it doesn't fit. I go, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? So then what I did is I said, you know what? So I taped all the wires up so nothing could, you know, be electrocuted and stuff like that. Let's start a fire. So I just said, fuck it. And so then the next day I figured out a way to get it all worked. I get it up there. It's up there now. But now I've said, okay, I'm going to cut through the attic. I bought one of those ones that they have. I'm going to put a new box in there because it's kind of loose.
Yeah. And you're going to get a more solid.
So I have to climb through the attic, put the thing in there. All this for a $39
IKEA chandelier.
Because I figured out what IKEA is, how they make money. They make this stuff cheap, allegedly.
Chandelier.
So it's not, you know how they say Ford built tough and, you know, built to last, all these different companies. There's IKEA's, fuck you. It's built to last until your next trip to IKEA.
That's right.
And that's
I've had good success with IKEA stuff. Like
this chandelier sucks. It absolutely sucks.
I would always look at reviews first, though, just to see, because sometimes build quality or whatever, there's flaws in the design. So always check ahead.
Everything's fine with this fucking lamp. Then the screw. And then Steven did screw out the screw. The problem is it's now too big, and now I have to find another, because the hole's too big. Now I have to find another. So I just got it taped up there. It looks stupid, but it's got tape. It's the old Jack duct tape. It's white electrical tape. It's taped up there, and it works, and she's excited because she leaves it on all the time because it's so bright and stuff. But
The lesson or the moral for the, you know, people in relationships at home, is it that do the housework when your wife or significant other is not home?
If it's something that you don't normally like to do, like when I'm doing the floors and stuff, obviously, you can't, you know, when you're doing the house or doing floor, it's an all day, all night, you know, it's a week job. You can't, you're not going to have a choice, but they're going to be there. But I don't mind doing stuff like that. I mean, every now and then, sometimes in the corners will get tight. I don't mind the painting so much. I'm going to redo this room here is going to have the accent wall. I'm going to put the board up and stain it where the good, the bad, the ugly poster is. I'm going to got to repaint this wall because I used the wrong, they gave me the wrong paint. And again, I haven't been paid in 22 games. But I didn't look at the paint before I put it on, but they gave me the what's that glimmer paint, semi-gloss instead of just the flat.
Flat,
paint.
Yeah.
And I wanted, I couldn't figure out, why is it coming out like this? So it's semi-gloss on the walls. I don't mind doing stuff like that, but sometimes electrical stuff, if the fixture itself is screwed up, then I might have issues with it. But it just, I completely lost it. And they're at dinner table, they're all analyzing me. Why are you always so angry at certain
things? I think that the moral here is, you know, it's not that so much that IKEA stuff is super cheap. It's just, you know, don't have Jack install it. Next time, get Steven.
I'll do it. I got the big flashlight pointed at it.
Yeah, I'm already blind.
This flashlight is great.
I know. I see that. That's.
I can't
wait
for the next time the cops will come down here.
I've got one like that too. So
the cops come down here all the time because it's always the same thing. Oh, we had someone in the back of our car, but he got out.
Yeah.
And they run into the wooded area, so they come down to our house and they give out their little flash. I can't wait to go. Need help with looking for the criminal?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Anyway, so those are kind of my stories that, you know, sometimes you got to think before you strike. And I said I should have known better. And for me personally, and I can look myself in the mirror, sometimes I need to know, okay, I need to walk away. It's fine. Leave it alone. It's fine. If I just would have walked away from it and said, okay, it's going to touch it. We're just barely clearing it. It's fine. You don't have to make it perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. Well, I screwed up and because my overthinking ways and my I'm not anal about anal about certain stuff. But like, you know, I just, it is what
Well,
it
you
is.
Want it to be nice, so.
Well, I want it to be, well, I didn't want to be ripped down. Because I said,
right.
I kept saying, you know how you don't think, you just walk around through life and just do things. So that was the wrong thing to say too. I made some rookie mistakes that day. I said some things and, you know, it takes a couple days. And maybe that's when I said agreed to the oven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might have been in the heat of the moment because I realized I realized I was wrong. Maybe that's when she tricked me about the oven. I don't remember saying it, but she said it was a while ago. But anyway.
No, I think it's some people, like, you know, get their significant other, I don't know, hammered or something like that to then say, hey, I want to buy this thing. Ah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, buy it.
She used your anger against you.
Yeah.
So that's my advice to people. I hope the story wasn't too long, but it was like 10 hours, and it's still not done yet. So 10 hours for something that really normally only takes me like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously, it only takes me I put fans up in like 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it's like I put this fan up. It's still staying. I remember the one in our house. Remember it fell on Kayla and our next door neighbor.
Nobody died.
So. Nobody died. And remember the other one I had broke my hand and I was helping you. And it was, remember, 100 and something degrees up, and I fell in the attic and I put my foot to brace.
You put your foot through the,
and I just barely hit the insulation and it put a crack in the ceiling.
Yep. Still there to this day.
No.
Oh, you fixed it. Okay.
I fixed it and I painted the ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you can share your own experiences, but I believe we do have some emails to get to as well from our listeners.
Yeah, so hopefully that was, hopefully that helped people. It's
learn
all about,
from your mistakes.
don't
get do
married.
What I did.
don't have Jack help you install anything. Yeah.
Jack, do you want to read yours first?
I will read mine first.
Okay.
The voice.
Do you want to give context to this? Because I feel like last time, maybe I was a little hard on him and his grammar.
Well, I think I'll read it. You want to read it?
No, you read it. I'm just saying, I want to give some context to maybe what the voice was saying.
Yeah, remember the voice had the long one. That was the Moses one.
Moses parting the Red Sea, which is a great story. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. This is from the voice. Starts out, Jay reads like Del fucks. The voice. P.S. Kisses XOXO. P.P.S. Dell, I went to a strip club on the weekend while I was away and got myself half an hour session.
All right. Cool.
That's
have you had a half hour session
places.
In a while?
Yeah, that's, you know.
Did you have one at the Sapphire Club?
I did not.
Did a half hour.
I went, we gave all our money. I had a lap dance, but I didn't go to the back room and have the happy ending. No.
Happy ending. No. Is that what happens?
I did the half hour.
You did the half hour. Was there a happy ending?
Not for a half hour. Basically, at the end of that, they're like, "Well, for $400, we can have a lot more fun." I was like, "No, I'm getting married, so I'd rather, yeah. you know." I'm still getting married.
So basically, you just said, "I'm getting married. I don't need to have any fun anymore." That's what you were saying, wasn't it?
No, I was just saying I'd rather not get in trouble.
Said you said, "No, you said for $400, we could have a lot of fun." You said, "Nah, I'm getting married." That's how you said it.
Yeah, then it becomes plural. Do you want to see our pussies? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Left with her real. Going back to this, left with her real name, her personal Facebook, and an invite to go to the beach with. What? Third progression attempt by
you cut out there for a second. Do you want to go back to it's you left going to the beach and what?
With her and her dog.
Oh, okay. All right.
The progressive attempt at achieving this, and I've gotten a little more each time. This one's looking good. If I pull this off, I'll be living in a lovely timber house similar to the one I grew up in. Working a sheep and cattle farm in New Zealand. Okay, hold on a second. There's got to be a joke in there somewhere.
Working a sheep and
cattle farm in New Zealand.
That's what people want to do or something. I don't know.
I'm just saying sheep. Okay, you guys.
I don't know.
What, are you sheep? Sheep fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it like that.
You're welcome to come visit, guys. I don't intend to let her out of the bedroom, so I'll pay you three to come work the place. Tell me what you think of her, please. A picture attached.
Oh, let me see.
Just PPPS. I just want to be like Dale. So what do you think, Dale?
I mean, if you're going to send us a picture, though, I mean, why don't you...
It is a face-only shot, so...
Why do you stop it right at the top of the freaking cleavage? What's up with that? I mean...
It does look like she has...
It looks like she's got well endowed, but no, we don't get to see that. Pretty selfish of you, voice. Next time, you know, send a picture that shows her assets completely.
Her assets?
Her assets, yes.
You're a little disappointed.
I want to see more titty, but okay.
All right.
I mean, she's very attractive.
Yes, I would
say.
Very,
very attractive.
Good job. I hope you dream of getting your sheep in sheep farm. In Canada. No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Well, he said he was going to, you know, go to the beach and pull this one off. I was like, what? That sounds like he wants to pull off her bikini. Okay, I'm on board. You know, let's see some pictures. Anyway.
So you're disappointed in that? No pictures?
No. Well, you know, I mean, it's a very attractive picture.
What if he marries her? I mean, you don't want...
I still want to see some pictures.
Like yeah,
what?
I mean, are you entitled to see more than that? That's
I think I've known voice long enough that I should be seeing naked.
You guys have been...
We've been through a lot together.
Yeah,
we've been through a lot together.
Well, maybe if you
He's made a lot of fun of me over the years, so...
That's only fair that you get some payback.
Exactly, or at least some naked photos of your
wife. Maybe you have to go to Australia to... I say we take the show on the road.
Oh, that would be nice. God. I don't know. I'm getting by, so...
We'll take the show on the road.
There you go.
All right, anyway, Jay, you got an email?
Yes, I do.
In fact, I'm going to read over your shoulder by this whole... Go ahead.
Oh, fantastic. This one's from Eckhart. Dear Married Man Podcast.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're reading it at the same time. That's not reading over your shoulder.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
When did Dale grow the cojones?
What?
I'm not going to read it if you're just going to read behind me.
Come on, just let him read it, Jack.
Nobody wants to read behind you.
We're going to be here all night. Just let him read it.
Okay. When did Dale grow the cojones to think it's all right to start a show with an elaborate exposition of his vanishing feces? Moreover, every episode it feels like Dale is chomping at the bit to talk about his own human refuse, etc. I always liked the fact that Dale was more of a human punching bag. It gave him an endearing quality. But now, Dale seems to suffer from a sense of overconfidence that results in him discussing fecal matter to his heart's delight. I would be grateful if the writers of your podcast, i.e. Jack, could make some mid-season adjustments to his character.
I'm sorry. I've had lazy writing lately.
If you're going to the dick and fart jokes, it gets a little. That's all our show is. Who's kidding?
What the fuck are you talking about?
More importantly, as someone who thoroughly enjoys this podcast, especially while eating delectable drive-through fast food in the parking lot of McDonald's, I request that Dale either cut back on the potty talk, that he use some sort of spoiler alert warning, or that he creates his own segment. We'll need a jingle, Jay. So that we can finish our meal before proceeding to that. Thank you kindly, Patreon Eckhart. P.S. Fuck you, Lori. Fuck you.
It's from the Leftovers.
Dale
was confused.
Okay.
I did try to warn him on Twitter.
Okay.
I did try to warn him on Twitter. He has a point,
but I still maintain the stuff just disappeared. So
I will back Dale up on this. The whole phantom poop thing was a fascinating story. Like, I didn't find it disgusting. I thought for the sake of science, I felt like it was a topic worth discussing.
Well, why don't we do a video?
No, but I think it just dropped and it went all the way through the tank and was already
How could it go out of the tank without flushing?
I think he pushed it out with the force that it went through. It's like a submarine torpedo.
Yeah, right? Kind of like went down and then went back up again, but it went back up into the commode. I think you shit it out with such force is what happened.
That it just shoved it right down into it's like.
Well, I guess,
torpedo!
Yeah, I guess, and it was going to breach out the other side, you know. And
I guess my question would be...
Were those things where they send the little things out to throw the torpedo off course, a little...
It's like dummy charges or whatever.
Yeah, they throw the thing out.
Droop, bloop, 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 bloop.
You arrogant son of a bitch! You killed us!
Anyways.
What movie?
Oh, God. True Lies? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Hunt for Red October? That's like the
there
only
There you go.
Hunt
movie. For Red October.
Oh,
all you do is think of a submarine movie.
It's
which
like
was
what, Crimson what Tide.
It sounded like you were doing Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who the fuck was that?
It was the Russian guy.
That was the terrible Russian guy.
You just spit on me.
Sorry, but that was terrible. Terrible.
You arrogant son of a bitch. You just killed us.
It sounded like Arnold.
What are you doing? I'm running for governor. Vote for me. Jack, don't put up the light.
She's in the other room. She's not going to work today.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Wait, now it's like the Mexican bandits from...
from you don't need no stinging badges. Don't put up the light, Jack.
IKEA! Oh no, not IKEA!
No, you don't want to do IKEA.
All right, before we get too offensive here, I will say though, there's probably a scientist that listens to this show, and if there's a scientist listening to the show, I apologize, but maybe we can have the scientist call in or write in on it. Would it be scientifically possible to poop and it just disappears into the toilet?
I think so. Well, obviously it happened.
You have to remember too, and people said, I was in Vegas one time where Dale had a human colossal shit.
Oh, come on.
Dale has huge poops.
I'm not talking about that stuff, just so you know. That's right.
To be fair to us, Eckhart should have already finished his meal.
Okay.
This is like an hour already in the podcast.
Exactly. It's not coming out of the gate with it.
So we've warmed up
to this moment.
Was that a pun coming out of the gate? Is that what they call it now? Uh-oh, Dale's opening up. It's coming out of the gate.
Down the hatch.
He's ahead by 5 leagues, rounding the first corner.
Oh, man.
It's Seattle Poo. It's out in front.
Oh,
that's for people that didn't know Seattle Slough. I changed it to Poo.
No, it was nice. It was good. It was a good job.
Thank you.
All right, so is it time for the 6 questions?
Time for the 6 questions. And
all right.
I'll almost erase them.
I'll go first.
No. It's a pick a number. Come on.
All right, Jay, I'll go first.
All right.
There's rules to the game.
Between 1 and 500.
1 and 500. All right. Go ahead, Dale.
216.
All right. Jay?
217.
The answer is 299.
Woohoo! Yep. I will go first.
Consider the path that Dale. This is from CJ. But
once. Okay.
He was one of the guys with ladder.
Oh, the ladder guy?
Well, there's a few ladder guys.
In all fairness.
There's more than one ladder guy.
Okay, fine.
I mean, really, it's an awesome opportunity to use as many ladder puns as you can, right? It's like, this isn't going to happen again. It's like it's our one chance.
Did Ladder, maybe there was a 60, wasn't there a movie Ladder 67? Wasn't there a movie Ladder something?
Something like that, yeah.
John Travolta or something like that? Was John Travolta in it?
The name sounds familiar, so I will verify it.
John Travolta is an actor, Jay.
Yeah, I know who John Travolta is.
So the name sounds familiar.
No, I'm saying the name of the movie sounds familiar.
Okay. Considering the path Dell is clearly headed down, I figure questions about marriage would be appropriate. So this is, I should turn this monitor around because Dell.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not looking.
He's looking to cheat.
All right, let's go.
Okay, question number one. This is for Jay. What is a dowry?
A dowry is property assets that are given to the male that marries a woman. So, like, when he marries a girl, that woman's father bestows a dowry to the husband that he gets for marrying his daughter.
Done.
Yep.
You got it.
Good call.
You always seem so excited when Jay gets in. All right, you got it. Fuck you, Jake.
What? I congratulate it.
We've tied. We've tied every. No, well, you won the first one.
I'm going to get the stupid ass question from hell. Go ahead.
What is polyandry? Did I say that right?
Polyamorous?
No. Polyandr. Polyandry.
I'm just going to say it's having more than one sexual partner.
I'm going to give it to him.
Or relationship.
Come poly is multiple for anything. So if it's because it's multiple, that shouldn't count.
Hey, so I got
count.
It fucking right. So back
but
off.
But poly is multiple.
Fuck off, dowry boy.
I didn't pronounce the word right. So it's when a woman has multiple husbands.
There you go.
No, but come on. That's cheap.
Come on, you lose.
But
shut
poly,
up.
Poly is multiple.
Hey, Brian, battleship boy, back off.
This is going to sound like Jay on Friday night.
I know, huh?
Oh, come on, man. Hey, you can sink all my battleship.
That's my tugboat. What'd you do?
Jay, that's what it's called. So
well, no one told me that. That's what it means.
All right. Third question coming up.
Third question for Jay, and I'll need the closest answer to this one. How many states in the U.S. have legalized same-sex marriage? And I'll give you a hint. The answer is not 50.
Well, didn't the Supreme Court make it legal in all of the states? Because they're marrying people in all of the states.
How many states
have legalized same-sex marriage?
Okay. Is it like closest to? Is this the closest to situation?
Closest to, because there's one state in Kentucky I think is upset with it.
I'm going to say 17.
Okay, it's your sister, but
17.
17.
Okay. I'm going to go with 16.
The answer is 36.
Holy shit.
So Jay gets that answer. Dale had a chance to steal and was too quick.
Went the other way.
As always, and
damn it.
And didn't
didn't finish.
I didn't think that many were on board. Okay.
Okay, I'll need the close.
On board.
Never mind. Anyway, I'll need the closest answer to this one. How many wedding licenses are issued in Las Vegas each year?
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
Every year?
The closest to.
I'll say.
I'm just reading number five. It's pretty funny, but
Holy shit.
I didn't. I'm laughing, but I don't mean to laugh. You'll know when you see the answer.
All right, I'll say. Every year.
Every year. And I have a marriage license from Las Vegas.
Wait, just for the city of Las Vegas, right?
How many licenses are issued in Las Vegas? It's actually Carson. It's Carson City.
Does it include all of Nevada?
Is it Carson City? What's the
Carson City is the one next to it, yes.
No, what's
the capital?
What's the county of Vegas? Is it Carson City?
Oh, no,
it's Carson. It's not technically Las Vegas.
Okay, so you're saying Las Vegas.
It's Las Vegas. It's Las Vegas.
All right, I'll say.
It really doesn't matter the question.
7,999.
Okay, Jay?
I'm going to say 7,998.
The answer is approximately 100,000.
Holy shit!
I said 7,000.
Wow.
Jesus
Christ.
That's a lot.
Jay choked it.
Wow.
All right, I will need the correct. Well,
what's the score now? Is it 2-2?
I'll need an
two to two.
This question number five. I'll need an answer that is similar to the one that's given here.
Okay.
What does the word bride mean in Old English?
It's my turn to answer.
Yeah, that was Old Spice. I apologize, but.
So what does bride mean in Old English?
Old English.
Don't be looking it up on your...
I'm not looking it up.
I gave you guys a hint that it was something I thought was funny, but didn't...
I always like how he takes his time with his answers. Oh, wait a minute.
So, okay, hold on. Is it a captain's woman?
A captain's woman?
Because you did the Old Spice whistle. That's a ship sailing thing,
that your
right?
final answer?
No, no.
Obviously that one wasn't right. Let me try something else.
Old English for bitch.
Is it a captain's woman?
How many, the fuck is
the captain's woman?
The Old Spice whistle. I thought that's a ship.
Old English, Old Spice.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. Go ahead.
Just doing the commercial. Holy shit. God, Jesus.
Captain's
sunk my battleship.
What is a captain's wife?
I don't fucking know. Wife.
Come on.
I did it. I said a bitch.
Okay. So he's going with that. All right,
he's going. So what is it? What is the word "old"? Bride mean in the word in Old English?
I'll just say slave. I don't know. You said who's ever closer?
Well, I said who's ever. It's similar. Okay, I'm gonna let the people decide.
Okay.
The word is cook.
Oh, that's neither. So, nobody got it.
I said captive, and I said slave. So.
There was Captain Cook, so.
So times my mom was cooking or my wife was cooking. I'm not a slave here, right?
Right. No, I think nobody got it.
Okay. I don't think nobody gets that.
Nobody got that one.
Yeah, I mean, Dad's Day is coming up on Thanksgiving, where dads just sit around and watch football and
that's
eat.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
This is to Dale. And if Dale wins this one, and I'll take the closest answer to this one. And I'm guessing this guy did a lot of drugs.
This is question number five, right?
It's question number six.
Oh, yes. Wow, shit. Okay.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, how long was the longest engagement? Longest engagement.
Oof.
Closest answer to this one. Longest engagement.
Guinness Book of World Records, I'll say...
And the answer is not one day.
I'll say 47 years.
47 years.
I'm going to go 48 years.
Just for the win. Dale said 47. And Jay said 48. I need the music playing. You know how in all those shows they have the music playing and they keep going back and forth and the tension builds? So this is for the win. Dale said 47. Jay said 48.
Just give me the answer.
And the record is 40. Well, not 40. Not 47. Not 48. But the closest answer is to the answer. Who's going home tonight with the win is the person that got closest to it.
Killing me.
And you can go over. But who got closest to it? We've had two ties the last two. Who is going home?
Tune in next week and find out, right?
You'll find out after this commercial break. The answer is 67 years.
Woo! Oh.
So Jay wins.
Wow, oh, my Jay. God. Finally. I don't think I've won one this year so far.
It's been since Dale's come back from his accident.
I know, because I think Dale won the first two, and then we tied.
And we tied the last two. And
you're there. That's our last set of questions we have.
You're on the board.
We need more questions if you have them. That's great. That's it for the show.
Dale, that was a good battle.
Before I forget, tomorrow is Bug Jimmy Kimmel Tuesday. If you follow us on Twitter, please retweet the second tweet I have going to Jimmy Kimmel about getting him on the Lost Podcast. Remember, Bug Jimmy Kimmel Tuesday tomorrow.
Wunderbar. All right, guys, that is it for this week. At the end of each episode, we want to send a special thanks to those patrons that can contribute a significant amount each month. That's Attack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter. Thank you very much, especially Eckhart, for that fantastic email blasting Dale. It's always fun.
And this show, be honest, it works a lot better than me having to go on with a 20-minute story about my frustrations of putting up a chandelier.
Chandelier.
Did I mention that she bought another chandelier?
Chandelier.
And she wants wants the chandelier put in the bonus room and the fan that's in the bonus room put in the kitchen. And she said, can you do this tomorrow?
Damn.
Now, I agreed to do it because she's supposed
to hold on. Is the word husband Old English for slave?
No, it's stupid. Stupid. Not learning from your mistakes. But I did say I'd do it because, you know, I had to say, all right, fine, I'll do it. Because there'll be other people here. Tyler will be here. Steven will be here. They can help me out. But
she goes, because
it's so hot. Mr. Professional has his phone going off.
Yeah, whatever.
It's so hot in the kitchen and Thanksgiving's coming up. Yeah, it's hot in the kitchen. Well, you know, I'll be in the other room watching TV. So,
all right, guys. You can become a patron today over at patreon.com/JaneJack. That's patreon.com/JaneJack. And like Jack said, this show is a billion times better with your feedback. Thank you to everyone that contributed this week. And again, if you'd like to contribute, we're taking next week off, but plenty of time to get in for our next Married Man show. You can do that at 510-69-TAFFY. Once again, that's
510-69-TAFFY.
And you can email us at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Dale's texting.
He wasn't even looking. He's like delayed on the fucking uptake. You can also join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup and talk about this episode of The Married Man Show. And we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Arrivederci. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You already stopped recording.